You're on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of Medina Township Trustees. Good now?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for April 16th, 2020. The time now is 7:03 PM. Can I please have a roll call?
Mike Stupa.
Here.
Mark Raddis.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here.
Can you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders, our teachers, our doctors, and our nurses that are going through this pandemic right now, that are taking out of their time and that, and, you know, treating the sick and that. Thank you. First on our agenda is approval of payroll. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Total amount is going to be $33,650.61, with $7,130.91 in deductions, withholdings, liabilities. And this is going to be check date 4/17 of 2020.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
Nope.
I don't have any. Mark?
I do. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order for the police department, the vendors, Hall Public Safety. The total is $450. It's for certifying our radar on six cars.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is a yearly thing that we do?
Yes.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
I have another. I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order for the police department. The vendor is Bright. It's for one ETEC F110 tablet to replace one that's not functioning in car 3.
Second.
Priced it out, it's not going to be feasible to try to send it in for repair, so the option was to replace. Total is $2,485.34.
Can you say that again? 2001?
$2,485.34.
Roll call.
Yes.
Roll call, please.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
I have one more. I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order. The vendor is Lighthouse Solutions Group. Total is $9,822. This is to replace all the computers at the police department.
Second.
Like, as you know, when we switched over.
Yeah, we just did the switch over and we were waiting to do the computer.
Right, and with Windows 10, programs starting to not run on old Windows programs. These are not upgradable, yep. So this will get us through.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
That's all I have.
All right, next up on the agenda is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 4/16 of 2020 and start with electronic check number 9-2020 along with Westfield Bank number 32890, which will replace PNC check number 30837. And then we'll start with PNC check number 30838 through check number 30859. Total dollar amounts $241,577.35.
Second.
The reason it's so high is we have the $230,000 that we're owing to the city for the fire district. We finally got approval from the city council. They approved Monday, I believe it was, 7-0, that they're extending the fire contract to the end of the year. That way all three entities will be on the same termination schedule, renewal schedule and that. So there wasn't a break with us in July and then start, have to figure out something for a couple of months. So they approved it and the mayor got back with me. So we already had approved the PO for that amount. We were just waiting for the thing back. So that's why it's so high. Can I get a roll call, please?
Yeah, right before roll call, I would like to explain the reason for the difference on the check numbers.
Okay.
With UAN, you know, we are mid-process of switching over our banks. However, UAN will not let you run two simultaneous bank accounts with checks. So that is the way I had to do it to get that check issued. We don't have enough money left in one account to issue that and cover the outstanding payments. Unfortunately, people are not cashing their checks in a timely fashion. So the money's there, but in order just to cover and not be bouncing any payments, I wanted to make that larger payment out of the Westfield account. So that was the only way to do that. So for audit purposes, I wanted this on the record. So
okay,
that's why you see that. Okay, ready for roll call?
Ready, yep, roll call.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Next up on our agenda is a credit card attestation. I'm Mike Stolpa, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio. Hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code, at its meeting on April 16, 2020, the Board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below for the dates March 6, 2020 through April 2, 2020, as provided by the fiscal officer. And the credit card accounts are Amazon, E&H Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart.
Second. We don't need to vote.
I need to vote on something.
All right, next up is approval of minutes. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve our January 23rd, 2020 regular trustee meeting. We're all in attendance on that one.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
And then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve our January 27th, 2020 special trustee meeting. In attendance was Mike Stolpa and Chuck Johnson.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Abstain.
Nope, we're good. Anything else before the Board of Trustees this time? Chuck?
No, I talked to Denny. Everything's good, so we don't have much.
I've been in contact with Elaine and Nick. They're working from home. We moved two township phones, both to their house, so they're picking up township lines from their home. It's part of our ability with our new phone system that we put in place a couple years ago. Mark, anything?
You're good down there.
Okay. Angela?
I know you and I have talked about this, Mike. I would like to get a letter out to the EMA requesting supplies. So if we could just work on getting, I know Mark, I've talked to you too. If we could just work on getting a estimate of what our departments have in inventory and how fast they're going through things. It doesn't have to be an exact science, but if we could just get an estimate.
Yep, this is something I think we should do, just that way if funds come available from the federal level or whatever, we can at least say, you know, we reach out to EMA at a local level, this is what we were able to get, but we still had to supplement, you know, and cost us much money or whatever. So
I know Denny and the guys have asked for masks and stuff, but they haven't, I don't know if they've got them out, they haven't bugged me anymore, so.
We have gotten some masks in, so we will be distributing those, and actually Mike found a site after a lot of research last night.
We were able to get
thank you
400 masks
We have them ordered, so, and Chuck, I think, did you ever get that alcohol? Were you able to order that?
I can get it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's, they have 5 gallon tanks of it, so.
Okay, if you, yeah, that's awesome.
I wasn't sure with all that antibiotic or antibacterial spray that we have, if we needed.
Well, we do, because that you have to wait 5 minutes, so it's nice to have things that you don't have to wait for, so, we're getting, I'm making up solutions of things. If we can keep finding wipes, but they're just proving difficult to get in any large quantities, so the more we can keep and hand out. I found a recipe for homemade wipes. We're gonna see how that goes. So, but yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully the masks will come in soon, but we do have some surgical masks meanwhile that we can hand out. But that's why, like I said, it just will, if we can just get an estimate of what we have and how fast it's we're running through it.
And yeah, we don't want people going grabbing everything and then not knowing where it's at.
Right, exactly. So that'd be great. And that's all I have.
All right. If there's nothing else in front of the board, this time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Trustees' regular scheduled meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stropa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
This time we are adjourned at 7:14 p.m.
How'd you like that?
It's great.